Everyone faces challenges, but it's how we deal with them that really matters. I'm Camille Bauer, and I'm going to help you see that life can go from bad to worse. But if you have faith and trust in the Lord and put on your big girl pants, then those hard times will help strengthen your faith, refine your character, and make you who you were destined to be. Hey, my friends! This week I'm going to be giving you two things you can do when life's hard, and two more things next week, because let's keep it real, it's been hard. If you are dealing with job loss, death, illness, sickness, it gets overwhelming at times and it's hard to see the light at the end of the tunnel. I feel you so much. I know the path that you're walking. I have walked it. A friend of mine, we're talking yesterday, actually this morning, and she's like, it's been 10 years of really hard for you, Camille, and I'm excited for your new chapter that you're going on. And it just hit me that's like, wow, I have had 10 years really of heavy, hard stuff since Clint's cancer came back, and that those 4 years and then the subsequent years, it's like, yeah, I've been dealing with a lot of heavy, hard stuff on my mind and on my heart. And so anyway, I often reflect back to a lotus flower. Are you guys familiar with a lotus flower, or a water lily sometimes is what people refer to them as? Monet painted a bunch, but the lotus flower specifically will only grow in the beginning. It has to grow through the mud, through the dirt, and just push out and move towards the light. How does it know to do that? And so many times I have felt like a lotus flower, and as I'm helping my clients to see that you got to keep growing, you got to push through the mud, and you will find the light. I love that analogy. I had a cute bracelet that someone had given me with a little lotus flower on it. It is the most beautiful flower whose petals only open one by one, but it will only grow in mud. And in order to grow and gain wisdom, first you must have mud. We must have the obstacles of life. And guess what? It is unsavory. It sucks. It's unfairness. It's illness, disease, death, betrayal, divorce. You name the gamut of the mud that you have dealt with in your own personal life. How do you get through that mud? And this week, I'm going to be giving you two things. Next week, two things as well, to be able to push you through that mud, have you keep growing towards that bright sunlight where you have that not perfect life, but a perfect brightness of hope. And that I thought was beautiful and resonated with me, and I wanted to share that with you this week. So number one is remember. Remember when you're going through hard times. Other people have gone through hard times as well. And if you think about when you're going through your hard time, other people that you have learned from, leaned on, channel in, if you don't have immediate someone in your group that you can think, oh man, they inspire me, open a history book. Look at Michael Jordan. Look at Walt Disney, fired from a job for his lack of creativity. Really? I mean, I talk about this a lot in my free program that you can download on my website, CamilleBauer.com, and I walk you through a little bit more of these in a day-by-day basis. But number one, when you're going through hard times, you need to remember either one, your previous hard things that you have been through, or two, someone that you know that has been through hard things and risen above it. So someone that you idolize, someone that's your hero, lean on their strength, gain from them the courage to push forward. And remember, number one, this is an opportunity to learn. Remember, so many great people used their challenges and devastations as a catalyst to learn and to grow. And this is you. Just to name a few, you can research on your own. Nelson Mandela, Sarah Blakely, We talked about Michael Jordan, Einstein, Walt Disney. There are so many people throughout history that have risen up because of their hard times. And your hard times are making you more compassionate, understanding, amazing. Keep going. Keep thinking. You can do this. So write down a list of what you admire on those, when you're remembering those people, what obstacles they've overcome, and you, even yourself, what you've overcome, and be proud and give yourself that courage and strength to get through another hard time, to push through that mud, just like the lotus flower. Number two, think. After you're remembering, then I really want you to think about your perspective. If you are focused on the problem, you will not progress. If you focus on the blessing and the gratitude and what you do have, you will be able to grow in your capacity for happiness, joy, and peace and comfort. And I know that's hard to understand, and you're like, yeah, right. I know what she's saying, but she doesn't know. My life's hard. I get it. I have been, when life is hard and unfair and I've been drained and tired of trying to be positive, and I've ran out of gas a lot of times, but I know in those moments, and I have trained myself like Pavlov's dogs, right? Ring the bell. Doot, here they come. Like, I have trained my mind that I try all times to think of the good in every situation. Like my kids, and like, I'm annoyingly optimistic. Like, that's just how I roll. And it is because of years of mud and years of hard that I have always tried to look at the good. And when I do, I find so much, and you can too. So think. The power is in your perspective and your thoughts. Your thoughts are psychic. Like, they will literally manifest the quality of your life. Life is never going to be easy. It is never going to be exactly what you think it should be. So why are you waiting to be happy? Don't. So think. I love a famous pirate once said, "The problem's not the problem. The problem is your attitude about the problem." So refocus. Ask yourself to find the positive. Always look for the good. If you find a blessing, you can be a blessing in your life and for others. And I know it's hard, and that's the last thing you want to hear when you're like, I don't want to think about the blessing. It's hard. I get it. I have been down that road. I have walked the path of depression and anxiety. I understand when you feel like your world is crumbling down upon you and all around you. But take courage, just like that lotus flower. Push through the mud one petal at a time and reach for the hope and reach for the light. And remember, you can do this. Step one, remember, you can do hard things, and others have too. Two, and think about your perspective. What are you focusing on? I guarantee someone out there wishes that they had what you had right now, even with all your problems. You wouldn't want to trade somebody else for theirs. You're blessed. And if you focus on that, more peace and happiness will come into your life. And I'm excited next week to be able to talk to you about two more things, the last two, three and four, that will help you rise through, push through that mud when life's hard. So I love you, and I will see you next week.